swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah.
Silly rabbit.
Amelia Vasquez is... Scream Queen!
A monster mirroring your deepest fears. What could be more wholesome? Yes, if the frankly terrifying forward promotion featuring Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise the Clown wasn't enough of a giveaway, Stephen King's 1986 psychological horror fairy tale, It, is back. But that big question, was it scary? So short answer, yes. And there have been screen adaptations of It in the past. There was that 1990 version starring Tim Curry as Pennywise.
Get your pick, Billy boy.
But this year's adaptation does do a few things differently. So the overall premise behind It revolves around a shape-shifting monster who comes back to a small American town every 27 years, and his favourite pastime happens to be terrorising and eating children.
When you're a kid, I think the universe revolves around you.
The director, Andres Muschietti, takes every chance he can to mentally mess with you. But this version of It experiments a lot cinematically too. Like, a lot of the movie is shot in broad daylight, and this is fairly unconventional when so many horror movies rely on darkness and low lighting to generate a mood.
Bill, if you'll come with me, you'll float too.
It also seems to consciously ignore a lot of the typical rhythms we're used to seeing in horror movies. Instead, it follows a slower pace, which is fitting for a psychological horror, I think. And when you combine this with Skarsgård's depiction of Pennywise, he's more withdrawn, more softly spoken than Tim Curry.
Here. Take it.
And the overall effect is really quite chilling. Just a warning out there, there is a fair amount of CGI ultraviolence in this movie, so if you've got issues with gratuitous gore, like we're talking about 8-year-olds who get their arms completely severed, you might want to give this one a miss. It was Stephen King's last exercise in understanding our deepest, darkest fears, and the director really understood that. This modern day It works, and it gets 4 out of 5.
Triple J.